Exclusive: Seamus Bruner blows the lid off the agenda of billionaire control oligarchs. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 14, 2023. Members of the billionaire class have an agenda to control the masses and grow their own profits. Seamus Bruner reveals in his new book, Control Oligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life. Bruner, the director of research at Peter Schweizer's Government Accountability Institute, spoke with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily about Control Oligarchs, which hits bookstands Tuesday. He began by reading the following quotation from billionaire David Rockefeller's 2002 memoir, which Bruner used to open the first chapter of Control Oligarchs. "Some even believe we are part of a secret club, working against the best interests of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, one world, if you will. If that's the charge, I stand guilty, and I am proud of it." Bruner said he was stunned to discover that this quote is authentic. That's the charge: conspiring against the United States. He stands guilty and is not just guilty. He's proud of it, Bruner said. He also noted that the word club in brackets was his word choice. The word Rockefeller used was cabal. The word club there in brackets is actually cabal, Bruner said, explaining that he toned it down so as not to sound too crazy. But indeed, the original word is cabal rather than club. Bruner explained that this supposedly good club of billionaires is the most exclusive club in the world with about 15 members. He recounted how in May of 2009, following President Barack Obama's presidential victory, a dozen or so billionaires, including Bill Gates, David Rockefeller, George Soros, Ted Turner, Michael Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, and the heads of major corporations like Cisco, Blackstone Group, and Tiger Management had a meeting at Rockefeller University in Manhattan to figure out how they can pool their resources to spend on priorities that are important to them. At the time, they identified overpopulation as one of the major causes they could pour their resources into under the guise of green initiatives. This fear of overpopulation, Bruner explained, is what the green movement is really all about to them. They're all very concerned that there's too many of us around breathing their air. And out of that really grows a lot of this climate change hysteria, which is a central theme in the book, he said, noting that climate change hysteria is also a great way for them to get rich and also gain control of the masses. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Seamus Bruner, November 13, 2023. The book proves, I think in great detail, is that climate change is a method of getting very rich and also gathering more and more control over the masses, he said, explaining that with control comes profit. These guys have a god complex on steroids, he said. They've got more economic power than the US and China, which are the two obviously wealthiest countries in the world. And it's really more than just money that they control. You see this with tech influence in elections. They can steer all of society. He noted, for example, Bill Gates' interest in gaining control of the public's diet by buying up farmland and investing in alternate proteins. On the farm stuff, it's not just the diversification of his holdings. He's been investing in all of these alternative proteins and alternative fertilizers. And these companies hold the new patents, new monopolies over proteins and over food and over the fertilizers. And then he uses his influence to ban traditional forms of farming, he explained. When you hear Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez say that the earth is going to end in 12 years because of cow flatulence, she didn't just think that up or dream that up. That comes from a white paper funded by a Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation or a World Economic Forum group, Bruner continued. Bruner also highlighted very revealing comments that hedge fund billionaire George Soros wrote about how he fancied himself as some kind of god. "If truth be known, I carried some rather potent messianic fantasies with me from childhood, which I felt I had to control, otherwise they might get me in trouble." When Soros was asked about this quote by an interviewer in 2004, he said, "It is a sort of disease when you consider yourself some kind of god, the creator of everything, but I feel comfortable about it now since I began to live it out." George Soros does not want an open society, Bruner said. He's the kingpin of one of the largest dark money networks in politics, and nobody elected George Soros. Bruner also highlighted the technocracy movement, which he describes as an inherently anti-democratic movement that says that the engineers and the scientists need to run society. The peasants and the unwashed masses are not quite smart enough to make decisions for themselves, he said of the movement, briefly touching on the dangers of Elon Musk's Neuralink and Microsoft's 060606 patent, which he described as an esoteric-type technology. A. Blockchain, but it is effectively a chip in your body so that it's a way of generating currency while you do certain activities. According to Bruner, these controligarchs want to control people's lives while expanding their own profits. Bruner said that this is why it is so important for people to jealously guard your wallet, jealously guard your personal data, especially that of your kids, and talk to your legislators and congressmen and tell them to ban your taxpayer money from funding these initiatives. Controligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.